Jiddle Witherspike yawned wearily.
Oh, I don't know. Just sit and wait, I suppose. What else can we do, eh?
His twin sister agreed glumly.
Not a lot. Triggered Fat might act crazy, but he certainly outsmarted us.
Midda stared at both young hogs in disgust.
Defeated already, are we? Seasons of sludge. You two should hear yourselves. You make me feel ashamed to know you.
Tura shot a friend a reproving glance.
They're right, though. We ain't got much to sing and dance about now, have we?
The Galson maid glared at all three, launching into a scathing diatribe which brooked no argument.
Where were we a day ago, eh? Locked up in an underground cave, all dark and gloomy. We were eating slop and drinking dirty water. Vermin with spears were standing over us. One of our mates, a fine young otter, was murdered by that sable queen. So tell me, what did you have for supper tonight? Fresh fruit and berries with clean water to drink. And where are we now? I'll tell you. Out in the open air, under the stars, on a summer night, without vermin watching every move we make. Look at your faces. Oh, poor Aeolus, ain't we the unlucky ones, still alive and kicking? It ain't right, I tell you. Shouldn't we all be dead like poor Flander? You lot make me sick.
Tura had taken enough. She stood snout to snout with Midda, giving the Gowsome a piece of her mind.
And you make me sick with all your shouting and yelling. Who do you think you are, Scraggy Mouse?
Midda bristled.
I know who I am. A Gowsome shrew, you jumped-up, bush-tailed bowbender.
Jiddle and Jinty rubbed their paws gleefully. They sensed an insult bout starting, so they called encouragement to the pair.
Don't let her call you that, Tora.
Tell Midda what you think of her. Go on.
That started the contest in earnest. They stood paw to paw, hurling insults at one another.
Ho-ho, bowbender, is it? You wet. Bottomed water wobbler.
Ha! Listen to Al Weasel Whiskers the Nut Nibbler.
I bet you wish you had a real tail and not a damp piece of string, Gowsome Guts.
If an I'd a tail like that thing of yours, I'd hire it out to sweep dusty caves.
Oi, and if I had a face like yours, I'd change me job to frightening frog babes.
Bottle nose, baggy paw, bumptious bum.
Tura tried hard to hold a straight face. Then she broke out into a fit of giggles.
Bumptious bum. Where'd you get that one, bumptious bum?
Midda could not resist joining in her friend's merriment.
I just thought it up. It's a good one, ain't it? Bumptious bum.
Jiddle and Jinty were chuckling, both holding their ribs. Tura wiped tears from her eyes.
Oh, stop it, please. Bumptious bum, that'd be a good name for old Mad Brain. Bumptious bum.
Midda corrected the squirrel maid.
The way all his spikes are falling out, maybe we better call him Bear Bumptious Bum.
Trigger's insane cackles halted the merriment. From somewhere nearby, he called to them.
Mayhaps you best stop all your noise and get some rest. You start on my new house tomorrow.
They held their din momentarily, lying down with closed eyes, until they heard the crazy hog retreating. Jiddle opened one eye and waved a paw in his direction.
Good night, Bear Bumptious Bum.
The smothered giggles continued until they finally dropped off to sleep.